Iconic Irish Voices, that's the name of the newest collection of stamps being unveiled by Unpust today. It will feature Irish artists including Sinead O'Connor, Shane McGowan, Seamus Begley and Christy Dignam. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke was at the launch of the new stamps at the GPO and joins us now. Evelyn, these will be collector's items, no doubt. Can you describe these stamps for us and tell us about the launch today?
Indeed. Well, I have to say it was kind of bittersweet and poignant here today, because everywhere you looked, you saw these four images and the families were gathered here and they were really talking about the impact it had on them just sitting there and absorbing the scale of this, I suppose, because the photographs, they're very dramatic. They were designed by Sean McGrath, and the stamps depict four black and white images of those four musicians who we know so well to see in performance. But these photos are them kind of still staring straight at you. And the link between them all is their eyes. I mean, Sinead O'Connor, of course, we know, such an arresting visual look always with her. But that's what's really striking, because as Sean McGrath explained to me, with a stamp, you've very small physical dimensions to tell a story. And he decided to focus completely on these photos from back in the day when they were younger artists, and they're really, really, really striking images. And the families today talking about the fact that they're really happy with them and they just think they look really beautiful. Mm.
And there is a prestige, isn't there, to being on a stamp? It is, you know, you have to have reached iconic status to be there. You've been speaking to some of the family members of the artists who feature on these stamps. What have they been telling you?
Yes, exactly that. They know that there isn't kind of an honour system here in Ireland as such, so they see the stamp as being a real recognition for them. One of the people who spoke so enthusiastically about that is Ciara Dignam. Ciara, of course, daughter of Christy Dignam. And I managed to grab her for a quick word just to get a sense of what it meant to her and the family for him to be on this stamp today.
I wasn't sure what to think at first, to be honest with you. I was doing my shopping, so I was in an aisle in Tesco's when I got the phone call, and I was kind of thinking, is this some sort of joke? But because it was such a random call to get when you're not expecting it, but such a lovely, lovely idea. For my dad to be honoured in this way, it's such an unusual thing. Like, it's with grief, it's a tough and long road, but when something like this, to show that, like, I don't think a lot of my dad's fans and in this country, I don't think he's going to be forgotten too quick. But for something like this, it's amazing.
I thought it was interesting that David McGredman, the CEO, said, you know, we don't have an honours list in Ireland, but what we do is we put people on stamps. This has to be approved by the cabinet, you know, the highest level of the government. What does that mean to hear that?
I actually didn't know that until he said it. Obviously, it's the normal Joe Soap like myself wouldn't know the ins and outs of these things. But when he said that, I was like, oh my God. So to know it went to cabinet and the government have to approve it. So I was saying, God, like, even that, I think my dad would have a good giggle.
Why do you think he'd laugh, though?
Well, he had a very dark humour anyway, and he had an opinion on everything, including politics. And so I think for this, something like this, he would be kind of, as soon as I heard about it, saying he would love this in a way that he'd be laughing, saying, God, I'm like the Queen on a stamp. But yeah, he'd love it.
That's Ciara Dignam there speaking to you, Evelyn. When are these stamps going to go on sale?
Yeah, lots of laughter, I have to say, gathered here at the Unpust headquarters here in East Waller, very near the East Link Bridge. And they're telling me that the stamps will go on sale tomorrow in selected post offices, Justin, and they'll also be available online, and I'm sure there's going to be huge demand for them, because I have to say they really are striking.
Great. Evelyn O'Rourke, our arts and media correspondent. Thank you.